at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
you're having a rough day, that track, On and On, delivered by Justice, should catapult you to Funland from their latest audio video disco on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. I'm Jonathan Brown here with my good buddy and colleague and curator of the Wacky Things Files, Ankur Kundi.
Hello, sir.
How's it going over there?
It's great. And obviously, like I said, a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here.
It's always fun times when you're here. Always.
I hope the fun times continue.
And notes around the league. I forgot to mention that part.
Right.
I think we have a good edition tonight. We'll be in deep conversation with Daryl London, indie pop singer from Toronto, on tour across Canada and the U.S. to colleges and clubs. First up, here's one for you, Ank. I know you'll like it.
What do we got?
This is the Cloud Nothings from their latest Attack on Memory.
Very nice.
The track, Stay Useless.
I used to Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
You know I do my best thinking when I'm flying down the bridge. Humming to myself and kicking out my kicks. I'm jiggling all around, half afraid for my life. I hope I don't crash like that night last summer. I'm back when the bridge was just a wooden path. I'm bouncing around like he said it was 1956.
They were visiting from California, and I
Elena Friedberger of Fiery Furnaces from her latest Last Summer on Shameless 119 FM, CITR. And if you're looking for something to do on this happening Wednesday night, might I suggest checking her out at the Media Club downtown. They'll be there with the Long Island Dream, that is, twin sister, who you heard before that, with Lady Daydream.
Kind of a feisty vibe to that song. I don't know if Miss Eleanor would take that as an insult. I mean that as a compliment in the nicest way.
I think it's a status many people live up to. I know I sure would.
And that previous song, what was it called? The Lady
Daydream.
Yeah, there's a cool version. I was listening to a really cool version, acoustic version, on the internet. This crazy thing known as the internet. I was looking at the video, and the lead singer doesn't have any eyebrows in the video.
Whoopi Goldberg style, as you might say.
Very Whoopi Goldberg-esque. Today's random fact.
Speaking of poetics, coming up next, the new one from The Big Pink.
Nice.
Stay Gold. It's written after a Robert Frost poem, so hey, it must be pretty good.
Who said frosting couldn't get you anywhere?
Zing.
Yeah. pulling one another into the morning sky. I'm certain we'll catch the light. Never let go, you know it. The reason's not black or white, but sometimes it's okay. There have to be a history before this. Put your lips together, they won't hardly notice. Why don't you burn it and smoke that road behind? It's quiet, I can't see your eyes. Believe me, bring color back into your soul. The reason we reunite, we don't have to know. Does it have to be a history before this? Put your lips together, they won't hardly know.
Hailing from Ottawa, home of the Rideau Centre and Daniel Alfredson, they are Christ vs. Krishna from their latest Sidewalk Astronomy, the track Sometimes Okay, on Shameless CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Beautiful band from a beautiful city.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. I think we're on the same page of this excellent book, Ankundi.
The novel.
Really excited for our Wacky Things File segment coming up later in the show.
It is. I wish I could tease some of the stories, but I think I should keep you in suspense. Kind of a X-Files theme, mystique to it.
I like the sound of that. You do have some breaking news for us, though, about one of the greatest teams in the NHL.
Yes! Apparently the Quebec Nordiques. Rumors that the arena will be ready to go by opening day 2015.
They're ready. I'm ready.
Is Phoenix ready?
They're ready before we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be interesting how it plays out, though.
Leading into our interview with Darrell London coming up in a few minutes. It'll be the end of an era as this Saturday, local heroes and heroine Sutures will grace the stage as a band for the last time at their last show ever at the Electric Owl. From their latest record, I Touch, 1985. Here's Sutures with... You're going to like this one. The Thrills and Dangers of Night Swimming on Shameless 119 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Toronto Chanteuse Daryl London channeling her inner Michael Jackson with Bad from her latest record, Eat a Peach, on 101.9 FM CITR. She's on tour constantly, hitting venues across Canada and the States. It is my pleasure to have Daryl London on the line right now. We'll talk about many things like, is this the biggest tour you've had of this magnitude?
Done about 3 Eastern Canada tours. And I did, in the fall, I did a college tour in the States of the Midwest that kept me on the road for kind of on and off a couple of months. I came home a few times in between. So those were probably the bigger ones. I haven't made it to Western Canada yet, but definitely for this album, I will make it out there.
Do you have any dates planned for Western Canada yet?
No, not yet. I'm talking to a couple of different festivals and universities with tentative dates. I'm hoping for the spring, but nothing is confirmed yet. But I will definitely make it out there.
And you're also going to the States pretty soon, too, aren't you, on tour?
Yeah, I'm going on Wednesday for a couple weeks. I have about 5 college gigs in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio.
So speaking of school, if you had to choose between law school and music, do you think that your education, your law school education, will ever come into play in music in the future?
I don't know. I took media studies with my major for undergrad, and within that I took a couple of law courses, and I found it really interesting. We learned about entertainment law and multimedia and copyright, so that has definitely come into play just in terms of the business side of things and songwriting and publishing. So I am interested in that side of things also, which has been good because that's something that I think songwriters need to know a little bit about. So I think it definitely relates.
And how did you go from law school to making a record? It's a pretty drastic transition.
Well, I realized that I was accepted to law school and I had to kind of make a decision about whether I wanted to or not, and I just wasn't excited about it, and that was because what I really wanted to do was make music. So I went to the orientation day at the law school, and they were having everyone talk about what kind of lawyer it's going to be and whatnot, and that's when I just realized that I didn't want to be a lawyer. I want music. And so I made the decision to put my full focus into music, and that was about 4 years ago. So this is actually the second album I've recorded in that time.
Right, and Chantel Kreviazyk sent you some correspondence back in the day. What was meeting her like?
Meeting her was really cool. I was very nervous because I think she's amazing. And we had some co-writing sessions set up, and I had never co-written before, so I was nervous about that, and I was nervous, intimidated, because I'm so impressed by her career and her talent, and she was amazing. She was so humble and sweet and funny, and the creative process came very easily with us. It didn't feel like work. It just kind of came, and I was just blown away being in the same room as her because she is so immensely talented. So it was such a positive experience, and she's been a good friend and mentor. So I'm very fortunate to know her.
And you collaborated on several songs, one of which was Peach. What's that about? What's the content behind that song about?
Well, the name of the new record is Eat a Peach, and that is from a line in my favorite poem. It's a T.S. Eliot poem called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. And I was explaining to Chantel what that poem means to me, which is, it's basically about this man who's looking back on his life with regret because he never seized the moment and he was never his true self. So I'm explaining all of this to Chantel, and the line in the poem is, "Do I dare to eat a peach?" Meaning he never even, you know, took a bite out of something. So I was explaining all of this to Chantel. She started typing away on her laptop, and that's how we started writing Peach. So the idea behind the song, it's just kind of meant to capture the essence of the whole album and why I think it's important for artists to create and be their authentic selves. And yeah, I feel like this song just kind of encapsulates what drives me to create.
Do you feel that Eat a Peach is more yourself this time around than compared to your first record?
I think so. I mean, I feel more comfortable as a songwriter and a little bit more able to express my true emotions through music. And also in terms of just the producing of the album, I worked with Bill Bell, and Chantel did one song, and a producer named Brian Allen did a few. And I was, I think, a lot more involved this time around on what the whole record wanted to sound like. And I had learned so much with the first one that I was able to apply with this one. Yeah, it really is an authentic representation of what I wanted it to sound like, and I couldn't be happier with how it came out. And yeah, I think because of my sort of level of involvement at every level, it's definitely a good representation of what I'm all about.
Another song I was interested in was the RV song, and it is about you wanting to own an RV. If you had an RV, yes, where would you go?
If I had an RV, I would go everywhere. And I've just always loved the idea of being able to have your home with you wherever you go. And I think the fascination started actually when I was about 8 or 9, my family took an RVing trip in BC. It's the only time I've ever been to BC, but we just went around for 3 weeks in an RV, and ever since then, I've just loved them so much. And I think having one would just be amazing, especially for my lifestyle right now with all the time I spend in my car. So I actually wrote that song in my car, and I was just kind of daydreaming about how great it would be if my car were an RV.
I'm surprised more bands don't take RVs on the road instead of buses. It seems a lot more comfortable to travel in with all your equipment.
I know. Well, they are expensive.
I suppose.
I'm saving my pennies, but I've been to some RV shows and get quite expensive, so I think that's why a lot of bands maybe end up with the beat-up vans instead. But, yeah, it would be a wonderful travel, I think.
Here's the song in question. It's RV. Dara London on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
I don't want diamond rings, fancy gowns, or sparkly things, but I have my own dream. All I want is a little RV. Crashing on couches and sleeping in tents. I'm tired of feeling like I'm always so far away from home. I'm ready to make the world my own. In my dream, I'll hit the road and drive to the sea with my house on my back. I'll be free, 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 free. From coast to coast, I'll be at home. Come with me in my little RV.
If I get you inside your head for a second and picture this, you're about to go on stage at Lilith Fair, surrounded by your idols. What's going through your head?
That was a very special day for me. I played my own set earlier in the day, and Chantel came up and sang with me on one of the songs we wrote. So that was very emotional and incredibly surreal, just to be sharing the stage with one of my idols. And it was after that that she said, because she was playing the main stage, and she said, you know, I'm having Sarah McLachlan and Melissa McClellan come up and sing with me on Feels Like Home. I want you to come up too and sing with all of us. And I just kind of froze because I didn't expect that. So yeah, being up on that stage, you know, next to Sarah McLachlan and a few feet away from Chantel and staring out at all these people singing a song that I used to cover like 10 years ago, it was probably one of the most surreal moments of my life, and I was just kind of telling myself not to cry because it was a little bit emotional, but it's been one of my favorite moments of my career so far.
I don't know too many lawyers that could say the same thing about their careers. I also don't know too many lawyers.
I guess so. It's those moments that kind of, I think, for me anyways, reaffirm my decision, because there's ups and downs, and you know, it can be a grind, but it's those moments that just make it all worth it.
It was my pleasure to chat with Dara London today. You can find out more about her at her website, darrellondon.com. That's spelled D-A-R-R-E-L-L-E, London.com. Here's one more from her. It's Understand on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Sorry if you wonder why I haven't written you a song. Could you try and understand? It takes me pretty long to trust you, not just you, but anyone. Could you try and understand? Sorry if you wonder why I don't call you my BF. Don't know if this helps, but you can call me your GF. And your best friend and anything I seem to be to you. When they question, what is she doing? What is she doing to you? Could you try and understand? I don't always understand, but could you try and understand? And let me break it down for you. I'm happy when I'm with you, and I'm sad when you're away. There's not much I can give you today. But when you call my cell phone, your name on the display puts joy into my stomach today, today. So could you try and understand? I don't always understand, but could you try and understand? And I'll be your GF and your best friend and anything I seem to be. Try and understand. I don't always understand, but could you try and understand? Could you try to, could you try to understand, understand?
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31st, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
Is amplified, so just glide, glide, and let your backbone slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
there's a new label in town. Sizzle Teen Records, it's called. And you can celebrate their label launch with them at the Railway Club this Saturday. The band you just heard, Man Your Horse, will be there. Breakfast for Dinner was a track off the Shorts EP, as will Diamond Dancer, good friend of CITR and Shameless, as well. Also coming up right around now-ish on 101.9 FM CITR, Shameless of the show, if I mentioned that already, is, I shouldn't say what it is, but a good colleague, Mr. Ankur Kundi, will be delivering it. As you can hear, he's madly working away on it right now.
Furious. Cigarettes in hand, chaining.
Minutes nervously tick away, yeah. He says.
Typewriter, I got my green visor on.
Are you ready?
I'm good.
Sorry to spring on you.
I'm good to go. No, I'm excited.
Matter of fact, you can work on a little bit more while we play the intro. This is a great intro, by the way. Listen close, kids.
The government denies the existence of this next segment. But here it is anyways. This is WTF, the Wacky Things Files.
Ah, yes. 7:26 in the PM on a Wednesday. Yes, my friends, it's time for another edition of the Wacky Theme Files. Mr. Brown, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, well, a mother in China has given birth to a 15.5-pound baby. Baby Chun Chun, or the Dragon Baby, as he is affectionately known. Mother Wang Yuzhan said she felt, quote, slightly more clumsy with baby Chun Chun. 9 months, 15 pounds.
That's a lot of weight to lose rapidly.
It is.
Matter of fact, I think we were both half that weight when we were born. That's two us's, or no, one of us.
You might together. Say, that's one big dumpling.
Zing.
Moving along, the continents from Asia to the UK, where 17-year-old Stacey Irving collapsed the other day after eating nothing but chicken McNuggets for 15 years. Apparently, she tried one at the tender age of 2 and has been hooked ever since. She has never, I repeat, never been exposed to any fresh fruits or vegetables. Her body was so deprived of vitamins, they had to be injected.
With vitamins? Or chicken McNuggets?
with vitamins.
Okay, good.
Her reckless diet has left her with shocking and surprising breathing problems. And get this, swollen veins on her tongue.
Ugh. Damn you, Grimace.
I thought nuggets were all white meat. The worst part is, she's unable to resist these tempting treats. I've seen a picture of her. She's not as ugly as you might think. Godspeed, Stacy. Godspeed. Well, Jonathan, it seems like when you and I were kids, maybe you'd have a wobbly pop or two on a Friday afternoon, once in a blue moon, but kids are clever these days, and as Lennon says, the times they are a-changing. Nowadays, girls are using tampons soaked in vodka to get drunk. Even men are getting into the act, shoving these tampons into any orifice of choice.
I like the ear, personally.
But physicians don't recommend this. They say it's incredibly dangerous. Kids love it, because why? Can't smell the alcohol in the breath. Very solid snake, stealth, Metal Gear Solid kind of move. Exclamation point. And what would you do for a Big Mac? Cops in North Carolina opened fire on a woman who was... Sorry, oh, opened fire with a taser on a woman who butted in line at a McDonald's. Miss Evangeline Luca became confrontational with Burger Joint employees who refused to serve her at the pickup window on Friday and asked her to go to the end of the line. She refused to budge, and by the time police came, 20 minutes later, she had taken a shot from a gun, stun gun, and her kids were taken into protective custody. Was this really necessary? Is this what we're using tasers for nowadays, to just defuse any situation that may present itself?
If I had one on me, and I haven't had my coffee of the day, people better watch out. That's all I got to say about that.
I would never want to encounter you with a stun gun. And that's what I got. Those are your Wacky Theme Files on February 8th, 2012.
Nicely done. I can't wait for your next report from the field. Moving along, we have an excellent up-tempo, energy-laden band called Threat Machine from the Happening City of London, Ontario. This track took me by the name. It is Time. I'm Shameless, 119 CITR.
Time.
a Vancouver special of the highest order by way of Montreal. Those fine ladies are Grimes with Vanessa here on Shameless. And CITR presents Grimes at Fortune Sound Club next Saturday. Tickets are available at such fine shops as Red Cat, High Life, and Zulu. I'm contractually obliged to tell you, it'll be the time of your life and the coolest show of the year. Ank will be there, won't you?
I will.
Signing autographs?
Yes. To my legions of fans. No.
I love you, Ank.
Oh, I think I hear them now.
Ladies are going crazy. Bras are coming off.
It's crazy. It's wild here down in the studio.
If you need some more convincing that this show will, in fact, be awesome, then I should tell you that Grimes will not be alone, because coming all the way from Edmonton, these guys are opening with Lawn Knives. Here's Born Gold on Shameless.
And you told me...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lotus Plaza's Opus to Matters of the Hearts with Comeback on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR. This Deer Hunter side project, collaborating with Fiancés, is set to be released on Valentine's Day, which is such a lovely day to do anything.
Ugh.
Wouldn't you agree, Hank Kundi?
I hate Valentine's Day. Well, you know what? It's when you're single, you feel kind of nerdy and disgruntled. But alcohol always cures that on Valentine's Day. Or a bunch of Sally Field movies.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm a big fan of The Union.
Yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire. I like Eye for an Eye.
It's a good Valentine's Day. She caught tradition
her,
right there.
She caught her revenge on Kiefer in the end.
Because, yeah, the special day is coming up pretty soon. Tuesday, if this is news to you.
It is.
If you need to plan a special night, you know, even if, you know, you want to go out somewhere by yourself, might I suggest a lovely night at the Rio Theater as planned on Valentine's Day that features stripped-down solo performances by people in Vancouver's classiest bands. They'll also merge together for the odd jam session, which has proven to be with some great success when these guys get together, such as Zachary Gray of the Zolas, Harold and John of Portage in Maine, Spencer Shooting of Sunny Pompeii, and Tariq Hussein of Brastronaut.
What is your agenda for Valentine's Day? Just out of curiosity.
I'm going to the show at the Rio Theater.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice. You've already confirmed this?
No, yeah. It's on the agenda, I guess. All right. Right after a hearty session of playing some Modern Warfare 3, yeah.
Sounds like a lucky lady.
Isn't
lucky
she
lady.
Just? Isn't she just?
I have class until 8 o'clock that night.
Boo.
Boo. Class on Valentine's Day.
Your
only course should be chemistry.
But
I don't know. Bad jokes.
It's late. Like it.
Well, I have good news for you.
Because
I asked Mr. Tariq Hussein many moons ago what he does to get over a broken heart. This is what he had to say.
Well, probably like most other people, not very well sometimes. I don't know. Well, I on the inside, not very well, maybe. On the outside, you would think everything's just fine. I think that maybe I have that idea in my head that you just kind of forge ahead and don't wallow in the grief and just kind of, which isn't always good, I think, you know. What's that? Isn't that, doesn't Jim Carrey in some movie where he's like, he never gets mad at it about anything, and then it builds up. It's kind of, and then he just explodes all the time. He's always getting mad.
Sounds like several of his, actually.
Yeah. So maybe it's not so good to just kind of keep it inside, but maybe I do that, and I think people probably think it, that I'm fine because my exterior demeanor is as it always is, you know, but I kind of file things away, and then maybe maybe that's okay for writing songs too, because you kind of keep little bits of information about how you feel, save them up, and then when you really want to tap into them, then they're kind of there. So,
oh, thanks for that, Mr. Hussein. It's always a pleasure to talk to him. And you too, Hank Kundi. Thanks for coming out.
You know, I feel like it was almost fate. I found a piece of paper in the Students Association today. And the word written on the piece of paper, no joke, was Shameless. It was written Shameless in capital letters, and then underneath it said, Jen, get me a coffee, or please get me a coffee. But I was like, you know what? Fate brought me here today. And fate might help me leave.
On that note, let's leave.
All right.
And make some way for Folk Oasis.
Nice.
Should be grand. So here, playing the Rio Theater this Valentine's Day, is Mr. Tariq Hussein. You can all share a beer with him and tell him what a great guy he is. Here's Vultures.
Back when he used to call me Sadie, that's my man. Making desert angels in the sand. And I believed all the words flew out of his mouth like butterflies, turned to hungry vultures in the sky. Punish the sinner. He would love to see them fall as the slide hit the walls. He sings a line from promises made with every lie torn from the past. You're just another actor in this cast. He said, walk confess. If you say I live, I'll say his name. And you can have a shoulder for the pain of all humanity. Through the bloody carpet halls and sing a line from one of John Lennon's songs.
February 20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Ticket.